The World Health Organization is calling for the opening up of a humanitarian corridor in Gaza for the evacuation of injured civilians, as well as for the supply of life-saving medical supplies. WHO says hospitals and ambulances have been damaged, destroyed, or rendered unable to function, further constraining the ability of Gaza's health system to care for the increasing number of civilian casualties. The death toll in Gaza is now well above the 700 mark, with over 5,000 people injured, among them 1,500 children. Paul Garwood from WHO says the coping capacity of health workers is overstretched, and many are working under extreme insecure conditions.
Our local staff are noting the daily increase in casualties as a result of the insecurity inside Gaza. And this is behind the call for this humanitarian corridor to evacuate people. The huge strains on the health facilities inside Gaza, coupled with challenges to get replenishments to those facilities, and the increasing insecurity on a daily basis is just increasing the number of people who are getting injured and they need better medical care. Our local office has been in discussion with Israeli authorities over recent days to enable this, and I understand it's happening with Egyptian authorities as well.
WHO says parties to the conflict in Gaza are obliged under international humanitarian law to ensure that people are able to reach medical care in safety and that the neutrality of hospitals, medical staff and emergency vehicles is respected and protected. Patrick Maigua, United Nations, Geneva. IOM. African migrants and asylum seekers face inhuman and degrading treatment in the hands of human traffickers in their perilous journey across the Mediterranean Sea into Europe, according to the International Organization for Migration. African migrants rescued by the Italian Navy last Saturday have spoken of being subjected to racial discrimination, beaten with knives, crammed into small spaces on the boat and being denied life jackets, by Libyan human traffickers. The boat is reported to have been carrying in excess of 750 people, but only 569 were rescued. There are also reports of violent clashes on board the boat, There are also reports of violent clashes on board the boat in which several migrants were killed and thrown overboard. IOM says migrants from Africa were paying up to $900 for the journey to Europe, while Syrians were paying twice that amount. Flavio Di Giacomo is IOM spokesperson in Rome. IOM is urging the international community to offer alternatives to those who seek IOM is urging the international community to offer alternatives to those who risk their lives at sea. IOM is urging the international community to offer alternatives to those who risk their lives at sea, including providing legal channels to Europe for migrants seeking international protection. Patrick Maigua, United Nations, Geneva.